and CEO of Music X-Ray, and this is episode number 10 of the Hook Blast podcast. This is the podcast where we listen to the hooks from the songs that are trending among the music industry professional community on Music X-Ray, and I want to jump right into it with another holiday track. This is the time of the year where the industry is reaching out and looking for radio-ready holiday tracks that get placed into advertisements, into in-store retail centers, onto the radio, and so forth. So this song got a nice little concept to it. It's by Sarah Beth Swaggerty, and the title is Grinch Please. The next song we have up is called All the Feelings. The writer is Marcus Valance. He's also the performer. The song was recorded live at SARM Studios, and the track was mixed by Steve Fitzmaurice.
I've lost a reason to get out of bed. God bless the season, the winter is dead. All the surface, nothing's changed. All of the feelings are gone. I wonder if right is or wrong. It feels like baby I'm born. I'm spinning around in the storm. All of the feelings are gone.
All right, and Marcus Valance is currently unpublished, unmanaged. He self-financed his album, and he's out there looking for deals. Got some great music here. All right, and on the back of that, we're going to switch genres again. We've got something from the electronica dance pop genre. This title of this song is called Lawless, and the performer is Secluse, S-E-C-L-U-S-E. Take a little moment here in the middle of the podcast to discuss something Music X-Ray related, and I've got two topics I want to touch on today. The first one is, been getting some emails and some comments from artists lamenting that they're not writing hit music, that their music doesn't have hooks, and therefore thinking that maybe their music doesn't have a place or doesn't have a shot on Music X-Ray. I want to say emphatically that that couldn't be further from the truth. This is called the Hook Blast Podcast, so I do tend to focus on the genres that have hooks. That's usually pop, country, hip-hop, some electronica and dance and so forth, but there's a lot of opportunities on Music X-Ray for songs that are going to be placed into soundtracks of movies, television series, video games, and advertisements, and a lot of other commercial opportunities that the industry professionals aren't necessarily looking for music that has hooks. We just feature it here on the podcast because it's easily digestible, it showcases what we're doing, and it makes the podcast snappy and enjoyable to listen to because it's a little bit of that ear candy there. So that's that subject. The next thing I want to talk about is, in general, the cost of pursuing deals. You know, in any industry, any company that makes a product will spend an awful lot of money getting that product into the hands of their potential buyers. And often it's as much money or more money that went into the research and development and the manufacturing of that product. What's happening in the music industry is sort of the same thing. It never used to work that way because the music industry is so much about relationships. It's so much about who you know, and if you know someone that has the deal and how long you've been in the industry and have been able to create that network of relationships. But what's happening, especially here on Music X-Rays, it's becoming less about who you know and more about how good you are, how good your song is, or how appropriately your music fits with the opportunity at hand. We actually try to shorten the path and cheapen the cost. And as I've mentioned in other podcasts, that's not necessarily the purpose of the submission fee or why it's there. It's actually more of a throttle to keep the pipeline unclogged. But invariably, in your mind, you think about, okay, what does it cost to pursue these opportunities? And in the past, you would have to research the opportunities, find out where they are, find out who the decision maker was, network your way in, perhaps ask for a favor to have your song or your music listened to, follow up, make sure it was listened to, and so on and so forth. And you can only do so many of those cycles in any given week or any given month because it takes a lot of time. And as you're pursuing those deals, you're paying rent and you're feeding yourself and so forth. So even in the instances where it feels free to pursue the opportunity because you're doing it on LinkedIn or you're doing it on Facebook and there's actually no money coming out of your pocket, the time cost and the effort cost adds up being very expensive. When you put it all together, if Music X-Ray isn't cheapening the path and shortening the path, then we're not really doing it right. And you know, I've been in this business for a long time, and I know that to be true. So I wanted to address that topic for a moment as well, because it's a question that often comes up. What is the real cost of pursuing opportunity and pursuing deals in the music industry? And it's actually very high. All right, on the heels of that, we have a song called Girls on Fire. The performer is a band called Vortex. Jimmy Santis. They've co-written many songs together. A few of them have aired on network and cable television shows like Young and the Restless, Degrassi, The Next Generation, MTV's Catfish, and Big Tips Texas. You can find more music from them at Larry May Music and VortexMusic.net. That's Girls on Fire. Next up, we have a song called My Independence. The writers are Hadassah Halva Zeltzer and Rich Sokolow. I'm no prospector, but I'm feeling stronger. Alright, and if you think you might recognize the voice on that song, the performer is actually Erica Van Pelt of American Idol fame, where she was a top contestant. The publishers are Sterling Music and Zedek Music. And here we have a hook from a song called Good Kinda Hurt by Chris Bradley. The best thing's always gone. Daniel Schwartz, he's also a co-writer. The song is without a publisher, so it's up for grabs. And you can find more music at chrisbradleymusic.com. That's Chris with a K. K-R-I-S, bradleymusic.com. And to drive this podcast home, here's a song called Knock Down. I've been knocked down and hurt again. Step by my own best friend. Now what can you do? I've been knocked down. The performer is Claire, C-L-A-I-R. It's Claire Riley Rowe. She goes by Claire. She's a great performer, performs around New York, and has been on tour all across the U.S. and Europe this year, I think a couple of times. That's all the time we have today for the Hook Blast podcast. I'd like to remind everyone that all these songs are copyrighted by the artists and the publishers themselves. Thanks so much for riding this out with me. If you love the podcast, be sure to subscribe so that you're getting it every week. Like us on iTunes. That helps other people discover the podcast as well. This is Mike McCready, co-founder and CEO of Music X-Ray, and I'll catch you next week with some more hooks. Over and out. Bye-bye.